You know, I know it was a frustrating year last year, and, you know, I saw what you did in the offseason, how you tried to rebuild this defense, you know, as many as 9, sometimes 10 new starters on that side of the ball. And I saw some things that you did that made a lot of sense. I saw areas where you got better, and you were able to play more man-to-man coverage because you felt better about the corner situation. Adding Charles Woodson back there, I think, gave you guys a playmaker and some stability and some leadership on that side of the ball. Even the linebacking core was much improved, I thought, from the year before. But yet the results at the end, just the finish at the end was a little bit alarming. Just your thoughts on where you need to be better on defense moving forward.
Well, I mean, I think obviously, you know, this league's about affecting the quarterback, and that's something that we've got to do, and we've got to do better. And really, pass rush and pass coverage are going to work together there. So we've got to do some things to get some people that can get after the quarterback and rush the quarterback, as well as continue to work to improve the back end of the defense, where we're a little bit better in pass coverage. And you guys know, playing in the division that we play in, I mean, you got to be able to stop the quarterback. And so, you know, with playing Peyton Manning and Phillip Rivers and Alex Smith and those guys. And so that's what we're going to be looking to do, you know, defensively as we go throughout this offseason.
You got to get good, consistent play out of your quarterback as well. You guys are going to be in a position in the draft in May to maybe address that position as well. There were moments when people were excited about Pryor. McGloin came in, but you know as well as I do, you have to have a higher level of consistency. Evaluate that position and address how big of a need you think it is.
Yeah, well, obviously that's a position that we're certainly looking at, and we're looking at very hard. I mean, I think when you look at the guys that we have right now on our football team, you're looking at young guys that played good in stretches but were inconsistent. And you said it, we got to have more consistency from the quarterback position. I mean, that's the backbone of your football team, is the quarterback of the football team. And so that's one of the areas that we're going to look extremely hard at, whether it be through free agency, through the draft, whatever. But that's an area that we've got to continue to get better
at. I think
at.
One of the good things, though, Dennis, is you got a chance to really evaluate both those guys last season. I mean, Terrell played a bunch of snaps, you know, as did Matt. Where did you see the most improvement from those two guys?
Well, I think the maturation process as far as being the quarterback, the mental part of the game, you know, I mean, that's the part that, you know, as young quarterbacks, they struggle with the most. And so, you know, their ability to kind of learn from a mistake and be able to move on from that mistake
and not repeat
that mistake again. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the most critical thing that you deal with young players. And we knew that we were going to have some ups and downs, you know, at the quarterback position. And you know, unfortunately, we just weren't strong enough in all the other areas to kind of overcome some of those things.
How are you a different coach than you were a couple years ago when you took the job in Oakland? I know this it's a learning experience every time out for players. I know you probably, after every game, you look at some things you could have done differently. When you look back, where have you grown? Where have you become a better head coach?
Well,
the last 2 years?
I think really just having a better overall feel for everything that needs to be done, you know, on the football team, within the organization. I think when you first take the job, you know, your head's swimming and you're trying to figure out just which way is up at times. And I think, you know, every day I've gotten a little bit more comfortable and just having a better feel for exactly what we need to do on the football team, what we need to do within the organization to get ourselves back to, you know, to like it was when you were there, you know, yeah. And what we need to be able to do to win.
How overwhelming is it when you look at all these different players coming out? We all have our strengths, you know, your background in defense, you know, you look at, you know, evaluating, say, tight ends or wide receivers. You got guys on the staff, Reggie, and, of course, the personnel department. But evaluating that quarterback position, Dennis, which I talk to general managers and coaches all the time, I think it's the hardest position to evaluate. In your opinion, why is it so difficult?
Well, again, a lot of the things I've been talking about, because it's really hard to figure out exactly what's in a kid's mind or a kid's heart. And that, to me, is what determines the success of the quarterback, because, you know, you can look at the tape and see that they can throw the football. You can look at the tape and see that they have mobility. You can look at the tape and see that they can create things. All right, what you don't know is, you know, how important is it to them? How well do they study the game plan on a week-in and week-out basis? How fast or how quickly can they process information? How well can they lead a group of men? Those are all the things that you got to determine. That's why that position is so much harder than any others, because when you look at guys that have failed at that position, it's generally because of one of those characteristics, not because they didn't have the physical talent.
But that heart and desire applies to any position on the football field. So you're evaluating a defensive guy. You know, I talked about it earlier. We have Jadeveon Clowney, maybe the first pick in the draft. His coach came out and said, great talent, not sure that he's got the ticker that some other guys have. You know, what do you use to measure that? I mean, these guys are, as we talked about, so well coached to say all the right things. How do you do it? Does it come from film? How do you get a feel for them?
Yeah, well, it's a process of a lot of different things. I mean, some of it comes from watching the tape. You can tell a little bit about a guy's work ethic by the way that he plays the game. But it's visiting with, you know, former high school coaches, former trainers, former equipment people. Just trying to dig as much as you can into the background of that particular player to find out, a little bit more about them. Obviously, we're going to spend some time with these guys in the interview process, but you're right. I mean, these guys are coached up pretty good.
But don't some of those guys, prop up their guys too? Because, A, it makes them look better. Look, my guy made it to the NFL, whether he's a high school coach or a college coach. How much can you learn from those guys who are going to be supportive of their guys anyway?
Well, there's no question. I mean, that's why you got to gather as much information as you can, and then you got to go through that information and find out, you know, where can you really hang your hat on that information, and some of the information you just got to let go. But the more you can find out about them, the more background you can dig into on them, the better chance you have of success. And this deal in drafting, it's not an exact science. You know, if it was, there would never be any bust. So you just got to be diligent in going about the process and trying to gather as much information as you can, and then make the best decision you can make.